mergers are back in the news, and maybe that means something for the overall economy. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, who's merging these days?
Well, let's see. Who did get hitched? First, we had a whole lot of money walking down the aisle. Bank of America bought Fleet Boston in a $47 billion deal. That created the country's second largest bank. R.J. Reynolds took its vows with British American Tobacco, also known as BAT. They also own Brown & Williamson. And that hookup was worth $2.5 billion, creating the nation's second largest tobacco company behind Philip Morris. And we had two I-dos in the healthcare industry. Anthem bought WellPoint for $12 billion to make the biggest HMO in the country. And United Health Group bought a medical services company in a deal worth just shy of $3 billion.
So is this a really significant pickup in merger activity, or are these just simply mergers that happen to involve names of companies that we know, so we're noticing?
Yeah, it's partly because these are household names, most of them at least. But there's certainly been an uptick in recent months. You know, the last merger boom peaked in 2000 with about $1 trillion worth just in this country for that year. They started to fall off after that with about half that level in 2001, half again last year. So economists are encouraged by these announcements. But of course, there's no guarantee all of them will be successful mergers.
And does this mean that investor confidence is up, making more mergers possible, or the reverse, that the mergers themselves are sparking investor confidence?
Well, certainly as investors see more mergers happening, it'll probably generate more confidence in the markets in general. But I put the same question to Roy Smith this morning. He's a professor of finance and international business at New York University. He said mergers really can't take place unless the stock markets are fairly active and going up.
It's extremely difficult to arrange a merger if the market's falling apart on you. But as they are rising, or at least not falling, and investors are content to see companies do things that might borrow a little from current profits for the future, then they'll permit them to take place. So in a sense, investor confidence is reflected in the markets before the mergers can take place.
By the way, Smith characterizes the current merger activity as fairly ordinary, not hyperactive, not inordinately slow, kind of like the economy itself, hardly roaring, but most analysts agree not slowing down. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how reconstruction is changing the way Iraqis observe the Muslim holy month of Ramadan.
Tess, thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.